The Supreme Court has ruled that a regional court acted illegally 6 years ago in authorizing the wiretapping of investigative journalist Yannick Kropa, who was digging into alleged corruption in a multi-billion crown military tender. In an interview with Radio Prague's Brian Kennedy, he said the ruling sets important precedents in requiring authorities to explicitly justify any police surveillance of journalists.
The point that Supreme Court made is that we as journalists do have a right to protect our sources, but also he stated that the sources have a right to be protected, which is something that the Czech law has never looked into. Secondly, they said that if the court will or the police will ever want to break that rule, they have to very closely identify the reasons why they do so, which is something that did not happen in the past.
That Supreme Court ruling related to a corruption case from nearly a decade ago. In March 2009, a revised contract was signed with the U.S.-owned Austrian arms maker Steyr to deliver 107 armored personnel carriers at a cost of 14.4 billion crowns. 2 years later, after police began investigating corruption surrounding the tender, a Steyr manager testified that a lobbyist close to the Czech prime minister had sought a bribe of nearly half a billion crowns to allow that deal to go through. It was later revealed the police had for several months in 2011 and 2012 tapped the phones of investigative journalist Jan Kropa, who had dug up much of the dirt over the purchase of the APCs. He was then a reporter with the daily Mladá Fronta and now a reporter at Czech Radio. The Supreme Court ruling found that in granting police permission to monitor the journalist's conversation, the Ostrava District Court had acted illegally. Furthermore, after the investigation had concluded, the police failed to inform Mr. Kropa that his phone had been tapped in connection with the case, though required to do so under Czech law. Mr. Kropa's lawyer, Petr Toman, said the Supreme Court ruling sets a important precedents in terms of protecting the rights of journalists and their sources. Mr. Kropa's reporting is widely credited with leading to the conviction last July of the powerful lobbyist Marek Dalik, a longtime unofficial advisor and fixer to former Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek, for attempted bribery. Mr. Kropa said that in the past judges had treated journalists just like anybody else and failed to recognize any right of protection.
Till now, the police generally implied that this right is applied only to situations when you are being interrogated and you do not have to tell who the source is. But there was no protection whatsoever.
So it's a precedent. It's groundbreaking.
Definitely is a precedent for us.
Supreme Court Judge Jiří Patsal said in a written ruling that the Ostrava District Court had failed to respect the journalist's right to protect his sources. Furthermore, he said judges must always consider whether the public benefit in disclosing sources outweighs the constitutional rights to freedom